sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Eve needs our help here right now because she sees it unfolding in front of her that her in-laws may be breaking up because Jason Momoa has entered the chat and has been chatting with her mother-in-law, quote unquote. Hey, Eve, good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
So Jason Momoa is the problem, huh?
Apparently.
What's going on?
So my mother-in-law actually did file for divorce this year. She was married for over 40 years. And when Jason Momoa came in the picture, or not really the picture, but just messaging, they fell in love and she filed for divorce.
Oh wow. Wait, this is all happening. Hold on. This is happening so fast.
So, yeah, Jason Momoa, in quotations,
right,
is Facebooking, like, is Facebook messaging her mother-in-law, and she fell in love with him and divorced her husband of 40 years.
You're kidding me. And she really thinks that that's Jason Momoa?
Yes. No matter how much my husband and I try to tell her otherwise, she is dead set on it.
Now,
she thought she was dating Vin Diesel first.
Oh, but, wow. She's going through.
She's going through Hollywood.
I know.
So wait a second. There had to be, before we even dive into this more, there had to be more problems in this marriage than just Jason Momoa hitting her up on Facebook.
Well, I mean, my father-in-law could not have been easy to live with. I couldn't have lived with him.
Okay.
But, you know, that's another thing. But just to drop somebody after 40 years.
Yeah.
For someone you've never even met in person, it's just crazy.
Sure. Okay. So they're divorced now because of quote unquote Jason Momoa?
Yes. But her ex-husband now has no idea why she filed for divorce.
So
he has no idea about this relationship.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jason Momoa Facebooks her. They fall in love. She's now gotten a divorce, and now he's taken her, I'm assuming, for a significant amount of cash.
Yes. So she did a quick divorce and agreed to $20,000 in the divorce. He was able to, or she gave him access to her account.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He told her he needed $8,000 to fix his private jet. Yes. She sent him $8,000.
What?
And then he started sending her cash through the mail to deposit into their joint Bitcoin account. So I think he sent her a total of like $16,000. And then he has spent her whole $20,000 in divorce. She's still living in the house with her ex-husband, but he's now given her a deadline to get out. But she has no money.
Because she's giving it all to Jason Momoa.
And get this.
Exactly.
Last night I'm talking to Eve, and he's spent her $20,000 plus the $16,000. He's smart. He gives her cash, but he ends up spending the cash. So on top of the $20,000, he spent that $16,000 as well. So he's like playing human roulette where he's getting 2-to-1 playing this woman.
Your mother-in-law is roughly how old?
Late 60s.
Late 60s.
Yes.
So what can we do to help here? I mean, it seems, I don't even know what questions to ask because it seems so outrageous that anybody would ever believe that this could be a real story. Right?
It happens all the time. I mean, it really does happen all the time, and it's sad. And like, yeah, you can joke about it, but at the same time, like, they're preying on older people, and you would think law enforcement could get involved in some capacity, but I don't know what the charge is there.
It's still the Wild Wild West out there when it comes to this kind of thing, you know?
I feel like the only thing you could do to help is to actually prove to her that it's not him, and I don't know how you do that.
We get in touch with Jason Momoa.
Himself.
Right. And say, hey, this is the real Jason Momoa. Stop giving fake Jason Momoa money.
Yes. I wonder if we could do that.
Wait, that's actually really smart.
He actually seems like a really, really nice guy. If we send him messages, though, I think he'd probably think it was a joke.
I do know somebody that knows him.
Really?
My friend, Fortune Feimster. No lie. She was driving through the desert. I think it was in California. And there's this buff guy with long hair broken down on the side of the road. It was Jason Momoa.
What?
And she saved him on the side of the road. So they know. And she's in Hollywood. She knows him. I could send her a message and see, hey, can you get this message to him?
Seriously, you should try.
Yes.
Picking up a hot, sweaty, dirty Jason Momoa on the side of the road sounds like the dream I had last night.
All right, so give us 24 hours here, Eve. I didn't know this part of the connection that Tommy might have with Jason Momoa, but that would be pretty random if we could actually get him to make the call and say, hey, I know you might feel a little silly here, but this is the real Jason Momoa, and I don't need your cash.
She'll still think she was dating Vin Diesel, though.
What's that, Eve?
That would probably be the only way to convince her, because I have tried everything. I've sent her Reddit, links, showing where everybody has been scammed by the same name. And she's just like, oh, those people are so naive. And I'm like,
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, we're going in. Tommy, you got a homework assignment. Talk to your friend. See if she can somehow, some way link us up.
I'm on it.
Okay, thank you. All right, Eve, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, thanks so much, you guys.
Craziness. Chris, because you more than anybody else on the show likes potty humor.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's right down your alley, right?
Dude, I get so many people sharing fart videos with me on Instagram. It's ridiculous. And everybody share me all the different animal farts. I've gotten that one 20 times, so I'm good to go.
I think Mo and I share this. We are not the ones that normally talk about farts. We don't really like talking about poop at all. We don't fart in front of our significant others.
Nope.
It's just, you know what? It just takes the intimacy right out of things. When 100%. There are others that are like, no, tell me about it. It makes me closer to you, right? All right, so I got an embarrassing one for you. So you've heard about these athletic greens?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody seems to be on right now, right? They're just greens that you put into, whatever. And you're supposed to get all your vegetables and fruits and,
So it's not a green juice. It's actually, a powder that you put in stuff.
It's a powder and it makes it a green juice, right? But it's all your veggies, in one little thing, right? Well, you know I have a very sensitive stomach.
Yeah, you do. You got a very sensitive tum-tum.
Super sensitive stomach. I can't believe I'm sharing this with you guys.
Bird has tummy issues.
Really bad tummy issues my whole life, which is why I don't like eating, right? So, and I certainly don't like sitting down and eating a whole bunch of vegetables. So put it in a scoop, I'm in. So I started taking this thing. And I'm not proud to say this, but the gas that I have had.
Oh, really?
the gas that this has produced.
The stench or the amount?
Stench.
That's such a specific question.
Well, those are two different things.
This is not my butt.
Yeah.
This can't be my butt. This is almost like the equivalent of when you ever seen a dog fart and then have no idea what happened and looks behind him what was that? This is the smell equivalent of that, and it's been so bad. I have never had this happen before in my life. So yesterday, I'm running some errands, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm in my truck by myself, so I fart in the truck, and it reeks in there. I'm like, what is going on in here? What is happening?
Who's in here with me?
So I park the truck, right? I get out. I go into Target. I'm in there for 15 minutes. I come back to my truck. I open the door. The fart is still there. How is that possible? 15 minutes later, still hey, open the door for me. Hey, come on back. I am never going to get lost ever again if I stay on this, because I will just follow the smell of my butt.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever farted in the car, and it stayed in there when I got back.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was, it might have been two errands. I'm not really sure. It just wasn't going away.
So when you farted initially, you didn't roll the windows down to get rid of it or nothing?
You just sat,
I think
in,
I did.
Just
sat in it?
I actually think I did. Oh, yeah, okay. I think I put both
and it
windows
still
down.
Was in there? Oh, my God.
I think it jumped into the back seat and said, I'm going to hang out here for a little while. And then I rolled my windows up when I went into Target, and then I came back out and opened it up, and wow, hit me right in the face. So, I'm like, look at you still here.
Yeah.
Look at us.
It's a weird, proud moment. Moment when your fart is so rank, you have to roll the windows down in the car.
Proud, huh?
Yeah, it's only happened to me once, right? Because normally I can handle my own stench. It's actually like kind of comforting. It's like familial, you know?
Yeah. Is it really?
I don't mind. I like my.
Cassie's in the same boat. She's just slight, just a little bit less proud of hers than you are in this category.
No, I like it. Now, there are some times where I've got those kinds, and I've cleared a dance floor before, and that is not, yeah, that is not fun. It was at a frat party. Sorry, everybody. I guess the rum shot, I hit the wrong way. But otherwise, I don't know. It's not like I want to, like, sniff it up,
no,
is something, like, weirdly comforting or familiar. Like, when you remember your childhood, a memory, and you're like, oh, that's kind of what it feels like.
Like, you're like, oh, that's my butt.
So I'm the only person that walks away, like, from your own fart?
Oh, no, I sit in it.
Oh, my God. Do you really? You will just purposely sit in it?
This is the woman who can't handle basic perfumes, but your butt stench?
Yeah, it's mine. That's fine.
This is the dumbest conversation.
Except for that one time, which will live in infamy. This was early on dating Bart, right? We were driving from North Carolina to Kentucky, and I had eaten something that will remain nameless because I don't want to call them out on the air, but every time I eat this food, it does a little something to my tum-tum. And I had an excessive amount of this. We were in the car, and he was driving, and I was in the passenger seat, and we had the dog in the back seat. And I was ripping them left and right, and they were so foul. Like, Bart was coughing, and his eyes were watering. We're driving home for Thanksgiving, and it was freezing outside. But he was like, F you and how cold you are. He was rolling down both windows, and then he'd roll them back up, and I'd rip it again. And he'd be like, Christian! And he'd have to roll the windows back down. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. And I mean, for like a solid 20 minutes. Like, I couldn't. Because, I mean, I wasn't going to sit there and hold a fart for an 8-hour drive back to Kentucky. So I had to release the demons, and there was nowhere else to do it.
You don't even do like a little sample fart just to make sure it's okay for it's family friendly?
Oh,
like a little one just to go like, okay, that's bad. I can't do a full one.
Oh, dude, yes.
Little test them.
Yesterday.
I do it all the time.
I do not test. There's no time for tests. We don't do tests here. But it happened. It was yesterday. Jimmy was sitting in my lap on the bed, and I know exactly what I ate. It was the ramen for sure that did it. It wasn't the stench. It was like the loudness and the forcefulness of it. And Jimmy's sitting on my lap, and I do it. And even Jimmy turned around and looked at me, and then Bart, and I was pointing at Jimmy. He's like, absolutely not. And I was like, it was me.
I had this long flight last week, right? It was like a 10-hour flight. You ever been on a flight and you smell somebody's fart? And you start to get pissed because it's so bad because you can't figure out who it is.
Yes, all the time.
That's how I was too. So I'm looking around and I'm just doing like a FBI profile on who it could be. Like, this dude, I bet this guy right here who's been eating all this airplane food right here. This is the guy. I've wanted to like kick the back of his chair, but it was all circumstantial evidence.
I know that feeling very well.
We just talked about farts for 7 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun.
We just got paid for that, you guys.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.